On the Ground is produced by the Global NGO Executive Committee, a storied nonprofit that has for 60 years partnered with the United Nations to guarantee a voice at the decision-making table for civil society leaders. GNEC offers services to more than 1,600 UN-vetted global NGOs, which are on the front lines of tackling the most pressing issues of our time. I'm Adrienne Berg, a member of the NGO Committee on Aging New York and the host of On the Ground. And today I am so delighted to once again present to you the GNEC Hackathon. Now, for those of you who don't know what a hackathon is, it has been one of the most inspiring and resultful programs that GNEC has ever done. And today we have with us the two leaders of the hackathon, Jason and Roy Yu. And you know what? We have spoken with them before, last year, but this has not ended. It's only blossomed. And so today, this is a preview of what you'll be getting in December when you actually meet the winners of the hackathon. So, Royu, you're taking leadership this year with regard to the hackathon. Let's start by telling everybody what a hackathon is.
Yes, amazing question. So, of course, for those who are new to the hackathon or the idea of the hackathon, essentially, this is a technical competition that challenges individuals through a short span of maybe a month or two to kind of develop some ideas or technical like apps or websites to address a certain theme. And for us, because we're focused on the United Nations SDGs, we've tasked the participants to come up with ideas and projects for addressing one or more of the 17 SDGs. And so far, we've received a number of project submissions already. I think the participants are doing a great job engaging with SDGs so far.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, let me continue with you, Royu. You want more participants. There's still time. How would they learn about participation?
Yeah, so currently we have a team of a number of interns across the world, actually, and they're really focused on kind of reaching out to nearby institutions. We're particularly focused on institutions because we really want to promote this event to youth. But of course, we encourage everyone to participate. So all ages are, of course, allowed into this event. But we particularly like try to reach out to institutions that are nearby to try to promote this event, to try to garner more participation. And so far, I think our interns have done a really good job. They've been sending out emails and trying to kind of pique the interest of some of these students, including those in high school and college. So we're really proud of our team so far to be getting this participation so far.
Now, Jason, last year, the hackathon was really a very wild success. We were all very inspired. But there are some differences this year because you're gearing up for a fourth hackathon. Tell us all about the differences this year and maybe some of the plans, dreams, vision that you have for the fourth hackathon.
So that's a great question as well. So last year, our hackathon was actually over a month long in that we gave our participants sufficient time to work on their projects. And we had like almost like a runner-up before that, in which in the past like 6 months before the hackathon even began, we had advertising and marketing going from Flushing to Kenya. Mm-hmm. And we actually were able to even end the hackathon and conclude it and present the winners at the United Nations in Kenya. This year, we are currently actually in the phase of our mini hackathon. So this one, why I call it kind of like mini is because we didn't have as much time in like that 6 month runner up period to really get the marketing flyers out. So we're doing it in observance of UN Sustainable Development Goal Action Weekend. So we start there and then we end towards International Labor Day. And then we are trying to get the judges to reveal winners who are then able to help us in the fourth hackathon and really build that team. Because actually one of the biggest things that we got off of last year's hackathon is that we were able to get more participants to actually be onboarded internally into GNEC and actually help us develop the hackathon further in the mini hackathon and then now in the fourth hackathon, which would be even greater.
That's really been one of the great successes of the hackathon. There are folks who participated last year that are taking leadership and interning this year. There are folks who are working with one or two of the NGOs within GNEC and within GNEC itself. So tell us about some of those things, because those who might want to participate should realize that this has legs. It leads to something. Explain what some of the former participants are doing with regard to civil society right now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this really is the mission of our hackathon. I mean, when we started this just 1 or 2 years ago, the whole purpose of the GeneX Hackathon was to kind of provide youth with the opportunity to kind of enter into the kind of UN aspect or the civil society kind of field. So this really has like inspired many participants to join because we provide them with internships with GeneX and also affiliated organizations, particularly at the moment WAY or World Assembly of Youth. And in especially in the first, well, in the second hackathon and also in the first, we've had a number of winners receive internship prizes. So in the first hackathon, we've had an individual work with WAY, and he kind of was able to build upon his like technical expertise that he demonstrated throughout the hackathon with World Assembly of Youth. And that has been a great experience for him. And in the second hackathon, many of the individuals from the winning teams actually came to GeneX, and those who I mentioned earlier who are doing a great job marketing and kind of setting up the dev post and the website, everything for this current mini hackathon, they're kind of working on that. So they're actually kind of taking their experience as a participant of the hackathon and bringing that forward now as an organizer. So we're really happy to see them strive and strive for excellence in this field. So that's why we continue to work for more hackathons, and we really want to kind of reach out to more youth to try to give them these opportunities as well.
It's open to all, with all kinds of wonderful opportunities for sponsorship and mentorship and reverse mentorship. So let's talk about the technology aspects, though, of this. I will go to Jason for this one. We have sustainable development goals. There are 17 of them. And the idea is each one of them, really, of these goals, underlying each goal, is really a problem. And the goal is to solve the problem. And so that's what the hackathon calls on people to do. Very innovative, very creative, very out of the box. So, Jason, what are some of the things and solutions that have impressed you, perhaps from last year or even some of the participants this year, anywhere across the board where you say, my goodness, we really have a possibility of being a game changer here?
Yeah, sure. So actually the winner of last year's hackathon, who created a sustainability tracking application, was actually very inspirational in that what I really thought shined, and so did the judges actually, was that his innovation on pre-existing problem, it was really astonishing in that it could really create change in the aspect that he's targeting. So we rewarded him by essentially bringing him on internally into GeneX, and now he's been able to work alongside members of the Global NGO Executive Committee and its partners to actually deliver that product. And also he's been able to join our team on the GeneX Hackathon. So he's also been able to work with us on improving the hackathon from the standpoint of a participant.
So I want to talk about the practical aspect of this. You mentioned that you had people from all over, from Kenya. You even had your award ceremony at the civil society meeting in Nairobi. Can they do all of this online? Are the meetings online? Can you participate without being physically present?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this hackathon really is kind of a global effort to get all of the youth and other ages involved in technology and sustainability together. So we really do encourage those, and we kind of take pride in having those from all around the globe kind of participate. So in our first hackathon, I believe we had over 50 different people from 50 different countries participate in the first hackathon. And in the second one, we expanded to over 70. So we're really proud to see so many participants from all diverse backgrounds come together and kind of work on this. And the beauty of it is an online event. So really, it is very accessible and allows many different individuals to kind of work together. And in fact, we've seen like so many bonds like established from those in many different continents. So for example, one of the winning teams from last year had a team of five, and they had participants from three different continents. So it was just really cool to see how those who wouldn't typically work together actually came together online and kind of created just this like amazing idea, which actually took one of, I think it was second place or first place in the hackathon last year. So it was just really cool to see that.
Well, that really is very exciting and terrific. I do want to say to everybody who's listening that could possibly be a sponsor, we do take and accept sponsorship. We accept prizes when they are appropriate, which we give to the winners. So if you want to participate in giving us your support, We're very happy for you to do that. Now, those of you who want to learn more about GNEC, the Global NGO Executive Committee affiliated with the United Nations, you certainly want to go to gnec.ngo, gnec.ngo. Those of you who would like to learn more about the hackathon, tell us once again before we conclude, and first with you, Jason. If you wanted to learn more, if you wanted to see what happened last year, get a better sense of this, how would you participate? How would you take a look and see what was going on?
Yeah, sure. So actually, gnec.ngo, the link that Adrienne, you just mentioned, also has a hackathon subheader for the actual hackathon. So if you actually go to gnec.ngo/hackathon, you get to see like our impact report, basically, of what happened since we actually launched the hackathon, how many people have in total been impacted, the projects that are, have actually been won as well. You can see that through visiting the dev post on the hackathon website and looking through the gallery section. So if you're inspired by any of the projects and wish to work with that team further on what they've developed during the hackathon period, you can reach out to them via the dev post portals as well. And I'd also like to add on to what Roy, you said about the question relating diversity and how we had a truly global amount of participants from spanning over 70 countries last year. We also chose to conclude our hackathon in Kenya as well to say that this isn't just like a United States thing. It's not a global North thing. It's not a global South thing. It's truly a global thing. We want to make sure that participants can see that, oh, the GNEC hackathon is coming close to the global South. It's not just something that's been done in the United States, and it's not United States focused, because it truly, because the end goal for us is to truly have everyone around the globe being able to participate in this opportunity and have an equal chance in being able to work with GNEC and higher impact initiatives as well.
Well, that is so well said. And one of the great benefits of participating is that you do get to meet people from other countries. You get a different worldview, and hopefully attitudes will change, all for the benefit of the entire world, even including just meeting each other and going over and above the solutions that we may be bringing to the world. So I'm going to finish this with Royu on a personal level. So you've taken leadership this year with the guidance of Jason, and you are in high school. What has it done for you in learning leadership, administration, and so on? Because you're putting quite a bit of your own personal time. You could have chosen other things to do. What is it doing for you with regard to your worldview and your skills?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I think probably one of the most important takeaways from this entire experience is the power of collaboration. I started working with this on Jason as he was leading the first few hackathons. And I was kind of just like there to like help out. But kind of seeing how he was managing our team and through the first few hackathons and help it grow significantly, I was kind of just kind of watching there, but seeing him like operate with other people on the GNEC board, but also other youth interns as well, really inspired me. And now that we're in kind of the third hackathon and trying to look for the fourth hackathon phase, it's really been an important aspect to me to work with the winners of the previous hackathon and youth interns to kind of create this global effort to inspire global change. And it's been really cool to be able to see the ideas of other youth as well. Like I'm currently into computer science. I like to develop websites and all of that, but seeing how other people have utilized artificial intelligence or even drafted business plans at similar ages to me kind of inspire me to like look into different fields as well. So it's just really cool to be able to see different perspectives from around the globe.
I just wanted to add on to that very quickly before we conclude. And one of the reasons why I actually decided to like start the hackathon, founding this with Royu, is because we realized that, you know, we were in this opportunity that we were able to work with GNEC and actually deliver impact. But then that wasn't really apparent to other people who were similarly interested in like civil society and doing business or doing computer science even, and also had like a passion for humanitarian work. This platform wasn't open to them. It was very closed and secluded. And actually we went up a long chain of like internship and relation management, networking, all that, just to get to where we were and being able to have this hackathon, we hope will accelerate other people in their journeys, like other people in similar ages to me, and enroll you to actually also be able to work at a higher level with these organizations that have taught us so much.
Well, that is so wonderful. And I couldn't say anything better. I can only conclude by saying, please do go to genec.ngo and you make a difference. This is Adrienne Berg saying goodbye for now from On the Ground. See you soon.